Khuzestan was once Iran's most ancient empire. Amir Mehdi is taking us there, so let's see what he has in store for us.
It is known as a symbol of resistance and the struggle of all the people of Iran to regain their country's territorial integrity. This is Khorramshahr.
Khorramshahr is a city of sizzling summers, endless corniches, marine landscapes and long jetties. But there is more to this small city at the very end of southwest Iran. The headless palm trees of Khorramshahr have many stories to tell.
When Iraqi forces led by Saddam Hussein invaded this city more than three decades ago, they promised to stay here forever. But this never happened.
To Iranians, the name Khorramshahr is an equivalent of honor and patriotism. This once biggest commercial port city of Iran became the symbol of what Iranians regard today as sacred defense. On October 7, 1980, Khorramshahr was occupied by Iraqi forces and soon ravaged as a result of Saddam Hussein's scorched earth policy. On May 1982, Iranians recaptured the city, but thousands lost their lives to make that happen.
Perhaps Khorramshahr is the only city in history that had an extraordinary jungle that instead of trees had automobiles planted vertically right into its ground. Believe it or not, this is a part of Iran's history.
Khorramshahr Holy Defense Cultural Center is the official name for the city's museum. The place is frequently visited by thousands from across the country, especially during the Nowruz holidays. Before Iran's Islamic Revolution, this building was home to a British oil company. Today, the Museum of Khorramshahr preserves the memory of war by displaying a range of objects and pictures related to the city's past, its occupation by Iraq, and its liberation.
The museum is a perfect archive that shows the events that took place in the city of Khorramshahr before, during, and after the war. It clearly shows how people's lives were torn apart and how a green, vibrant city was flattened to dust only in a matter of months.
Colonel Hossein Maliknia, a veteran of the Battle of Khorramshahr, is currently the curator of this unique museum.
شهید بهروز مرادی یکی از دانشجوهای شهر خرمشهر بود، نویسنده بود، نقاش بود و در اینجا به عنوان شکارچی تانک ازشون نام میبرند به خاطر اینکه حدود 50 تا 60 تانک رو در عرض یه صبح بازار سیاه کرده بود تو عملیات کربلای 5. یکی از غرفه‌هایی که در مرکز فرهنگی دفاع مقدس هست و چشم هر بیننده‌ای رو به خودش جلب میکنه غرفه شهید حسن باقری هست. میتونیم بگیم طراح عملیات بیت المقدس و آزادی خرمشهر بود. این تصویر نمونه واقعی بعد از آزادی خرمشهر در خرمشهر هست که صدام به خاطر جلوگیری از هلیبرد نیروهای ایران به خرمشهر خودروهای مردم رو به این صورت به صورت عمودی گذاشته و موانع ایجاد کرده که نتونه نیروها رو هلیبرد بکنه.
Khorramshahr was a ghost city until 1986. Its population had dwindled to nearly zero due to the devastation brought by the war. But amid all the destruction, one building was still standing, the public mosque known as Masjid Jameh.
The Jameh Mosque is the most famous building in Khorramshahr city. During the days of war, this mosque used to serve as a command headquarters and also a stronghold for military and local volunteers against occupying forces.
اینجا خانه شهدا بود و شهر شهدا اینجا همه چی دیگه هم نیرو اینجا اجام می شدن هم دستورات از این مسجد ترک و لور و اصفهانی و بلوچ و عرب و اینها نداشتیم برادر فقط داشتیم و از ایرانیان تو کوچه ها می شینن تا صبح گریه میکنه که اینجا بودیم من و فلانی شهید شد اینجا این زمین همش خون شهداست.
Khorramshahr has risen from the ashes. It is once again one of the important port cities of southwestern Iran.
The hustle and bustle in the port's container and shipyard once again whispers the melody of life to Khorramshahr, reminding all that this tiny spot on the map of Iran will always be an inseparable part of the country.
Iranians believe that this small but strategic part of Iran owes its livelihood to the sacrifices made by men and women who gave their lives so that Khorramshahr could once again be repatriated back to where it belonged. I'm Amir Mehdi Kazemi. See you next time in Iran.
Well, that's all we have time for today. But don't forget to email us at iran@presstv.ir and on Facebook under Iran Program Press TV. Don't forget to join us next time.